It's the second Festival of Racing race day down here in Cape Town. It's been christened the Sip and Shop Race Day, and guaranteed there's something for the whole family to enjoy. For us purists, first Saturday in December means Grade 1 action at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth, and from this meeting onwards till the beginning of winter, we're on the summer track with a nice long 600 metres straight. Thanks for joining me, Ravon Smith, here on A Sure Thing, as we preview this 10-race programme at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. I like this card. I think there's money to be made. And if all goes according to plan, the cream could rise to the top, and I do think Justin Snaith could have a red-letter day come Saturday afternoon. With there being 10 races on the card, the exotic starts in the second race. And for those of you putting on your Hollywood Bet Punted Challenge entries, those selections need to be on 5 minutes prior to the advertised starting time of the opener. There's, of course, R100,000 free-to-play jackpot. But if you take the bet slip, I'll always tell you, take the bet slip. There's R1,000,000 on offer for those that pick all the winners on the card. Right, being 10 races, I think we need to work through this as quickly as we possibly can. First race on the card, I've got the comments. They are in the winning form. They were supplied by the National Racing Bureau. And the comments of the first timers in the first race. Number 1, Very Cat, is a speedy sort and can place. Number 2, La Concierge, had a good gros gallop coming into this race and can upset. 3, Sweet Green, is a smart filly, the one to beat. Umkulu Boss is a smart horse, shows lots of speed. 5 and 6 both have had runs under the belts. Number 7, Rabdan, is a nice type with a winning chance. I normally like to have a look at them when they enter the pre-race parade and watch them go down to the start before I make an informed decision. But I'm going to base my selections on the comments. I'm going 3, Sweet Green, ahead of 4, Umkulu Boss, 2, La Concierge, 7, Rabdan. Second race is a maiden plate for 3-year-olds, 11 runners over 1,200. Opening leg of the bipot, you need to be on at 13:15. I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 5, Loving Prague, from the stable of Andre Null. I like the way this horse is coming along. Definitely the kind of horse that I would go for. Showed the inspected improvement from first to second start. Raced on the heels of the early speed last time out. Tried hard all the way to the wire. That was over the course and distance. Was favoured on that occasion. Got beaten, what was that, a short head by the winner. Definitely does have further natural improvement to come. And it's good to see that Alder de Meyer has retained the ride. And I do think the one to beat. So I'm going 5, Loving Prague, ahead of 11, Fast Train, 7, Red Wave, and 4, Barry's Boy. Place Accumulator starts race 3, 13:50, the off time. This is a maiden plate where 11 runners will line up at the 1,200-metre mark. And here, number 3, Give It Lulby, is the favourite at 1.43. Number 10, Sugar Daddy, from 4-1 is coming to 3.57-1. Number 1, Fort Yukon, is at 3.57-1. And number 5, Voligov, from 5-1 has gone out to 6.25-1. It is double figures and upwards bar those. 3, Give It Naldi, must have a winning chance. Second on debut, certainly caught the eye, Richard Free back on board. But I like number 10, Sugar Daddy. Also had 1-1 under the belts. I thought that was a decent effort, was green. Took his time to get going, but once he finished off, he really finished off nicely and was beaten, what was at 1.35 lengths, by the winner. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that one under the belts. And I do think that with any amount of natural progress expected, he should be competitive in this race. Justin Snaith, Callan Murray retains the ride. They team up, and I'm going to give them the verdict with number 10, Sugar Daddy, to win it. Ahead of number 3, Give It Lulby, 1, Fort Yukon, and 6, Voligov. Race 4, first leg of the Pick 6, 14:25. We should have a nice Pick 6 pool on Saturday. The fourth race is a C Stakes where 9 runners will line up at the 1,800-metre mark, and I do think we've got a banker here. I'm going with Justin Snaith and Keegan DeMello, and number 9, Note to Self. This horse has got two good post-maiden runs under the belt. Definitely should have finished a whole lot closer last time out. Had to switch for galloping room at the 200, and but for that, I do think could have finished closer than the 1.9 lengths behind Beware. I also do think that this horse will enjoy the step up to 1,800 metres, the kind of horse that will be doing his best work late, and to me, the one I'm going to be siding with. So I'm going 9, a note to self to win it, ahead of number 8, 2 a penny. For third, I'm going with number 4, Baton Rouge, and fourth, number 2, Miami Summer. Race number 5 is leg 1 of Jackpot 1. 1,500 hours is the off time, and this is where we get into the feature race action for the afternoon. This is the Cape Summer Stayers Handicap listed. A small field of just 7 runners over 2,500 metres. And I'm going with the horse that won the Willavington last time out, and that is number 4, Ahead of the Facts. For that win, he was slapped with a £8 penalty for winning 2.5 lengths and beat Master of Paris on that occasion. He's the kind of horse that stays all day. Comes into this race with just 52.5 kilos on the back. He'll be having his peak run here, and I do think that everything suggests that he should be cherry ripe to continue about his winning ways. I'm going 4 Ahead of the Facts to beat number 2 Congressman, 7 Umfulu, and 5 Triple Time. Race 6 is the Southern Cross Stakes, the WSB Southern Cross Stakes Grade 3. 14 runners will line up at the 1,000 metre mark, and this is a race for the fairest sex, where number 1 Direct Hit is at 2.86 to 1 in the antipost market, 3 Asia Pambili 4.55 to 1, 4 Rockapina 7.14 to 1, along with number 12 Green Diamond 7.14, and it's 10 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm going with the Alan Krief Yard here. Richard Faris on board. Number 1 Direct Hit comes into this race with an unbeaten record of 5 from 5. She shows good toe from the get-go. Last time out, she jumped out. She showed speed, but she was hanging that last bit in the run to the wire. But she got there in the end and won that race by 3/4 of a length. I do think coming back to 1,000 metres won't be any problems. And I wrote here, if she handles the Hollywood Bet Kennel with Strip, I do think that she can keep her unbeaten record intact and make it 6 from 6. So I'm going 1 Direct Hit, ahead of 3 Asia Pambile. For third, I'm going with number 9 Miss World, and fourth, number 12 Green Diamond. That takes us on to the big one of the afternoon, the WSB Cape Fillies Guineas Grade 1, a race steeped in history and tradition. 12 runners will line up at the 1600 metre mark. Year number 7, Golden Palm from Even Money, has come into the red at 0.91 in the antipost market on hollywoodbets.net. 8 Reed Petit, 2.86 to 1. Number 3, Princess of Gaul, 7.14. Double figures and upwards, bar those three runners. We have two unbeaten runners here. One is number 8, Reed Petit, and the other is number 7, Golden Palm. Now, many of you will be wondering, why is Richard Free on Reed Petit and not on Golden Palm, whom is partnered to all those victories? Well, Richard Free is contracted to ride for his sponsors, hence the reason he is on Reed Petit. And I do think we've got more than a capable jockey on in the form of Keegan DeMello on number 7, Golden Palm, who happens to be my first choice selection. I also think it can be a quick double for trainer Alan Krief. This horse also 5 from 5. She's already won at Grade 1 level. She's the class act in the race. She won a seasonal debut by 6 3/4 lengths last time out, and I do think if she takes to the left-hand track, she can make it 6 from 6 like a stable companion in the race prior to this. So I'm going 7 Golden Palm ahead of 8 Reed Petit, 3 Princess of Gaul, and number 2 Call Me Secret. Race number 8 is a Class 4 Benchmark 82. 9 runners will line up at the 1,400 metre mark. And in this race, number 1, Touched by Angels, is at 3.03 to 1. I missed one. The favourite is actually Justin Snaith. Number 5, Delta Pride, at 1.52. Then number 1, Touched by Angels, at 3.03. 4.55, number 2, Gran Canaria, 8.33 to 1 and upwards the others. In this race, I'm not actually siding with Justin Snaith. I'm going for Peter Muscat and Craig Zaki, and number one, Touched by Angels. I thought that was a very good post-maiden run when he was challenging all the way to the wire and finished second best beaten half a length by Pump It Up. He's lightly raced, and I do think the way he finishes off will enjoy the step up to 1,200 metres. From pole position, we'll have the run of the race, and with further natural progress to come, I do think can win a race of this nature. So I'm going one Touch by Angels, ahead of 5 Delta Pride, 4 Mexican Pete, 2 Gran Canaria. Penultimate race is race number 9, and this is a Sea Stakes race for fillies. 10 runners will line up at the 1,400 metre mark. And here, number 10, Beach Verse, is at 2-1. Next on our phase, number 8, Act of Grace, at 3.03-1. I'm going for the third choice in the market, number 6, Midnight Lady, who is at 7.69-1 in the antipost market on HollywoodBets.net. I thought this horse followed up that debut maiden win with a very good fourth place run and finished just over 1.3 lengths behind the winner. She certainly was finishing off well, and that certainly tells me that she will enjoy the step up to 1,400 metres. My only concern is that she has the nasty habit of being slow away. If she jumps on terms, she must have a very strong chance of winning a race like this, because with further natural progress to come, to me, I think she's a big runner. So I'm going 6 Midnight Lady, ahead of 10 Beach Verse, 8 Act of Grace, 1 Supreme Fate. That takes us on to the final event on the programme, race 10. It is the Cousin Casey and Maurice Fontaine stud, Class 4 Fillies and Mares Benchmark 82. 14 runners line up at the 1,000 metre mark, and this race has certainly got a very wide open look about it. In fact, I just wanted to do this and hope the pen fell on the correct one, because it's 4-1 the field in the last race on the card. One Sports Fan is 4-1, Two Pink Pigeon at 5-1. You can get 7.69 about number 3 Paralegal, and then it is 8.33 number 12 Claire de Lune. I'm going to side with number 2 Pink Pigeon. I thought this horse has got very good form coming into this race. Last time out, sat in a prominent position, tried hard all the way to the wire, got beaten just over half a length by the winner when finishing third behind a Sting. That, incidentally, was in a feature race, the Laissez-Faire Stakes. Now, Pink Pigeon is having her peak run, and I do think she's cherry ripe to bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 2 Pink Pigeon, ahead of number 3 Paralegal, 1 Sports Fan, and 12 Claire de Lune. That was the preview of the Marathon 10 race program we have at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on Saturday afternoon. It's going to be a bumperful day of racing action and also all sorts of activities for the whole family to enjoy. Look forward to your company at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth on Saturday. Till next time, from me, Ruvaughan, good racing, cheers for now.